Henry David Thoreau marveled at the forces shaping the people, organisms, and land of Cape Cod, and he saw the ocean as the master, writing that, "The sea plays with the land, holding a sandbar in its mouth a while before it swallows it. As a cat plays with a mouse, the sea sends its rapacious east wind to rob the land." And in the Laramie Valley, the land is also shaped and robbed by the wind. An enormous depression, the size of a major league stadium called the Big Hollow, was sculpted by wind. Indeed, the entire valley was not formed by a river or an ancient glacier, but by thousands of years of wind. The plants of the dunes are dwarfed by the wind, as were those of the early settlers. Thoreau was fascinated by being taller than full-grown apple trees, recounting that the fruit could have been gathered by a man standing on the ground. He described Wellfleet as resembling a mountaintop, and the stunted trees bear a striking similarity to the dwarf forests in the snowy range above Laramie. Even down on the plains, relentless winds create bonsai sagebrush, elegantly twisted shrubs with gnarled trunks sprouting gray-green leathery leaves over which a child would tower. If Thoreau was enchanted by elvish plants, he was disturbed by what the forces of the Cape had done to the animals. Along the shore, the animal and vegetable kingdoms meet and are strangely mingled, he wrote. The creatures that wash up on shore often seem to be bizarre hybrids to the eye of an inlander. A mermaid's purse, that is, the egg case of sharks and skates, and a sea urchin look like giant seed pods. Kelp wraps itself around your legs with the rubbery grip of a sea monster. And what the heck is a sea cucumber? Even familiar animals on Cape Cod adopted behaviors that unsettled Thoreau's sense of zoological propriety. "It is rumored," he wrote, "that cows here are sometimes fed on cod's heads." What would he have thought of the necrophagic grasshoppers of Wyoming's prairies? Most species of these putatively herbivorous insects are voracious cannibals and do not hesitate to gnaw on a road-killed prairie dog. Like the sea creatures, grasshoppers mingle animal, vegetable, and mineral. Hypochlora alba is a ghostly green species that perfectly matches cudweed, and many species in the genus Trimerotropus are perfectly camouflaged against the gritty prairie soils, while their Cape cousin, Trimerotropus maritimus, is exquisitely matched to the speckling of sand. The commingling of lives extends to the human inhabitants of Cape Cod and the Laramie Valley. Thoreau wrote that Provincetown boys are, of course, all sailors and have sailors' eyes. And if on Cape Cod everything told of the sea, then in my homeland everything tells of the prairie. In Wyoming, children were, and some still are, ineluctably drawn to ranching. I love seeing a 5-year-old at the rodeo, wearing a pearl button shirt, a cowboy hat tilted at just the right angle, and striking the disinterested, hyper-confident, but self-effacing pose of his father. But fewer and fewer Provincetown and Laramie kids are destined for seafaring or ranching. Both places increasingly rely on marketing their pasts. Cod are seen in deep fat fryers and emblazoned on T-shirts rather than drying on wicker flakes. You can still see cows on the prairie, but the real money is in providing tourists with steaks flavored with a reduction of something that a rancher would likely consider to be perfume. I should apologize for this dismal outlook, but I blame Cape Cod. It's been foggy and misty for 3 days. Where the buffalo roam, the skies are not cloudy all day. So I'm not used to being without sun for more than 24 hours. But Thoreau wrote, "Every landscape which is dreary enough has a certain beauty to my eyes, and in this instance, its permanent qualities were enhanced by the weather. I'm coming to relish my newfound melancholy. I know the sun will come back, and my spirits will brighten. But for now, it's oddly soothing to wallow in a bit of dark contemplation about humanity. I rather like the feeling of being shaped by a desolate place while blending into its dismal weather.